This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I always love bringing information to you and topics to you that I know can help you, encourage you, inspire you. And I know end of life is one of those things that's kind of hard to talk about. And I know it hasn't been very long now that I've just dealt with that with someone special in my life. I saw how important it was to have hospice care and people that deal with end of life and having counseling and just support. What a beautiful gift that is from God. So I want to share that with you today with this lovely lady who has 40 years of RN experience in long-term care, hospice, and dementia. And she is the founder and VP of Heart of Jesus Home for the Dying. Rose Hillman is her name. Rose, thank you for your time today. Why have you decided to be in this area of work?
Well, God is amazing, and He had called me in 1987. I was working, and a patient was young, diagnosed with cancer, and All I wanted to do was be at her bedside. I got pulled away, and by the time I got back, she was off the floor. I never saw her again.
Oh.
That seed was planted. It generated after my mom lived and died in my own home. And the day after he died, I said, what am I supposed to do now? God had a plan. And a month later, a friend called and said, I think we should start a faith-based home for the dying in Fort Wayne. I about dropped the phone because I have been praying about the same thing, about a home for the dying, for years.
So God opened a door by a friend saying something to you, which confirmed in your heart what you had been praying about. And then you opened up Heart of Jesus Home for the Dying. What is your goal and your role in helping people through this experience?
We have not opened our home yet, because we have been working for years trying to put the word out, people interested. But in the meantime, we have started a spiritual companion program. So right now we are into homes and nursing homes, visiting, sitting at the bedside, praying with those who are dying.
I know what a need that is. Now, if someone asks you, like, what's the difference between hospice care and another organization and what you guys do, it sounds like you kind of collaborate together.
Yes. Definitely. When we began, our mission is to provide passionate care for the dying in a Christ-centered home. And we did have a model, but God found it for us. It's called the Omega Home Network, and we have joined them. It's an innovative model, which is more like a comfort home. So the emphasis is on the home,
okay,
the place, and the need for that community and across the nation. So in 2021 alone, there were 92 emergency placements in just one of our 20-plus hospice services in Fort Wayne. So an emergency placement would be a person in a hospital that then becomes a hospice patient that has to be, like, placed somewhere. So it could be a homeless person. It could be a person who, an elderly couple who one is taking care of the other and it's not working and or have no family in town. And so we want to fill in those gaps.
Okay, that sounds like such a gift, and what a precious thing to be Jesus to people in this situation that, like you said, you're kind of filling in the gaps for people that need care that maybe don't have the care they need. So I understand that you provide meals and personal care and laundry, housekeeping, companionship, and spiritual care. Also, some medical care. How does that work?
We cannot run without hospice services coming along. Hospice take care of all medical needs. And we will take care of everything else, the bathing, the feeding, or the daily activities, and also emphasis on spiritual care. Our home won't exist without hospice services. A hospice service will provide the care as they did in my own home when my mom lived with us.
I know you're trying to open a multiple bedroom home while collaborating with hospice to provide the care that the people need. How can someone be in contact with you, Rose, at Heart of Jesus Home for the Dying?
So our website is heartofjesusfw.org. People would rather personally email me at rose@heartofjesusfw.org.
Rose, we thank you for the work that you're doing there. And everything you need to know about heartofjesusfw.org, that's at star883.com. You can click on Conversations and also find out how to support their mission and outreach.